dictation for Connie, Connie, McGill, McGill, September 5, 49. I saw Connie during dialysis in Alma in the company of charge nurse and nurse taking care of her. The last 5 weeks, she has at least 3 episodes of unresponsiveness at the beginning of dialysis, requiring hospital admission in 2 opportunities, and the last one, evaluation in the emergency room and release back to dialysis. She has dialysis for the last 3 years, thought to be related to probably diabetes and hypertension. She has a history of bariatric surgery, ruin white, and chronic diarrhea, thought to be related to pancreatic insufficiency. Prior extensive workup by local physicians as well as University of Michigan, within the last couple of years, no major findings. Clinically improved with pancreatic replacement and Imodium. The last episode, patient wearing a Holter an event monitor, did not show any evidence of tachybradia, arrhythmia, or asystole. Has seen cardiology Dr. Berlin, B-E-R-L-I-N, shows for the most part preserved ejection fraction. There is heavy calcification, mitral, annular, and posterior valve with regurgitation, but they don't believe is enough to cause abnormalities. We've been limiting the amount of fluid removal because of the low blood pressure. We are keeping the fluid rate less than 13 mLs per kilo per hour. We have extended her dialysis time to 3.5 hours. She is around 8 to 10 kilos above target weight. For what we've been doing, almost daily dialysis this prior week. Is still having episodes of lightheadedness at the very beginning of dialysis, between 10 to 45 minutes. We have changed the potassium bath. Prior high potassium in the 6, we were doing a 1 potassium bath for the first few hours, presently at 2, and today we are changing to a 3 potassium bath the whole treatment. A new potassium to be done today and in a weekly basis, as we already were doing it. She is also taking midodrine, presently at 10 milligrams, although appears to be like at least 1.5 to 2 hours before dialysis. We are advising to do it just 15 to 20 minutes before. Avoiding any meals just before or during dialysis. We are keeping the temperature down. We are limiting the blood flow presently down to 300 on a 15-gauge needle. The last 24 hours, patient today told me that she was having worsening diarrhea despite above measurements without any bleeding. She denies having chest pain palpitations. There is no episodes like this besides dialysis. Has not been using any oxygen, has chronic lower extremity edema, in part related to overweight and varicose veins, and legs in the dependent position. There has been also problems of low platelets without any active bleeding. Has been followed with Dr. Akkad, AKKAD, with prior bone marrow biopsy a few years back. Question early myeloid dysplasia. Prior deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism provoked by diarrhea and medical condition, for what patient has been able to come off anticoagulation Coumadin already a couple of years back. All this to discuss with the patient. What we believe is going on, all the efforts to prevent this from happening again. She needs to help us on the soul fluid restriction. Today on physical exam, there were no localized valves, but there is third spacing. There is regular breathing with frequent premature beats. Intermittently, there is a systolic sound that does not look like a murmur, that we will keep an eye and discuss further with cardiology if possible. She has consistently elevated proBNP, the last one measured at 29,000 January 31st, compatible with her volume overload. She has chronic elevation of alkaline phosphatase and transaminases, but normal bilirubin. Albumin has running low normal to low, recently 2.9 to 3.6. We will keep assessment. Now patient is being brought by husband, used to drive herself. They are about 15, 20 minutes away from here. Further to follow end of dictation,